Welcome. I'm Jamie, the pastor of Anchor Bible Church in Lincoln City. For whom did Christ die? Who did Jesus Christ die for when he was hanging on the cross of Calvary? Did he die only for a certain few, only for the elect, or did he die for all? Well, the Bible will tell us and settle that for us. We start out with the gospel, that the gospel is good news for all. 1 Corinthians 15:1 through 5, Paul tells us, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel," that's the good news, "which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved." So the gospel will save us. "If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain." So we have to place our faith in the gospel. We have to believe in it, trust in that. "For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received." So now he's going to tell us what the core is, the definition of the gospel, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures, according to the Bible. And that he was buried and that he rose again the third day, according to the scriptures. And that he was seen of Cephas, that's Peter, then of the 12. So friends, we can see that Christ died for our sins. He doesn't limit it there at all. He just says that he died for our sins, for us sinners. Praise the Lord for that. But Mark tells us also that we're supposed to preach the gospel to everyone, because he said, "Go ye into all the world," all the inhabited earth, to all the people in the world, "and preach the gospel to every creature." Don't leave a soul out. Don't leave a person out. To every creature. Those creatures are the human beings that the Lord has made who live on planet earth. So we see that Christ died for our sins, and we're supposed to preach that gospel, that good news, to every creature. So let's continue on and see what Isaiah tells us about for whom Christ died for. "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him," that's Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, "and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." It just does not say of only a few or only the elect. Plain sense, common reading of Scripture, what God has told us is that the Lord hath laid on him, his only begotten Son, the iniquity, our sins, the iniquity of us all. Folks, let's just read the Bible like it says. God says what he means and means what he says. Paul in Timothy tells us about Christ, who gave himself a ransom for us all. A ransom. When Christ was on the cross, he was paying the penalty for our sins. That's the ransom. The payment has been made. For all. For us all. Hebrews tells us, "But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death." He was made a human so that he could suffer death, crowned with glory and honor now, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. That's what the Lord Jesus was doing on the cross of Calvary. By the grace of God, God's grace was being shown and demonstrated for us, that he should taste death. He should die for every man, every person, everyone. It's plain. It's plain for whom Christ died. John tells us boldly in chapter 1, "The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." So Jesus is the Lamb of God, that sacrificial lamb which taketh away, which removes, which deals with finally at the cross of Calvary, the sin of the world, the whole world, the people of the world, everyone. He doesn't limit it. It's Christ died for us all. John 3:16, that familiar verse says, "For God so loved the world, the people in the world." When you look out at the globe from space, you see this ball, planet Earth, but that's Christ didn't die for the dirt, the earth, the planet. He died for the people in that. That's the world. That he loved the world, so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That's how much he loves us. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish or go to hell forever, but have everlasting life. So whosoever means anyone who wants to. It's not limited. The gospel message is there, and whoever wants to trust in Christ can do that. It's a whosoever. It's not a elect few-soever. So John 6 says about Christ, he says, "I am the living bread," Christ said, which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. So Jesus Christ gave his body, his flesh, for the life of the world, so that anyone in the world trusting in Jesus Christ and his sacrificial death on the cross of Calvary will receive life. 1 John 2 says that about Christ, that he is the propitiation, the satisfaction, that God is appeased. Christ, when he died on the cross of Calvary, he became, God the Father was satisfied with that. It was enough for him to satisfy his justice and his holiness. Christ is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. It couldn't be plainer than that. Christ died and is the satisfaction for the sins of the whole world. Romans 5 says, for when we were yet without strength, that's when we were unjust and ungodly, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Well, praise the Lord for that. We have to ask, are we ungodly? Have we ever lied? Have we ever cheated? Have we ever stolen anything? Have we ever lusted? Have we ever cursed God? Have we ever not put God first? Coveted anything? All these things shows that we're ungodly. Christ died for the ungodly. And we know that we're all that way, apart from the Lord. So, Romans 5:8 says, but God commendeth, or shows us, demonstrates his love toward us, in that while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. And now it's becoming more personal. He died for us, for you, and for me, dear listener. 1 Timothy 4:10 goes on and says, for therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. He's the Savior. Christ is, he will rescue us from our sins. He will deliver us from our sins. He will cleanse us and wash us. That's what the Savior does. He's a Savior of all men, of everyone, of every man, woman, boy, and girl. But there's something that we need to connect with that. We see that our Savior died for all, but yet says, especially of those that believe. Only by believing in him will we not perish. Only by trusting him as our Savior will he be our Savior. Only by believing in the gospel. We have to believe Jesus Christ. We have to trust in him. We have to trust in him with our whole heart. 2 Peter 2 says, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies. Wow, these false teachers bringing in damnable heresies. But what about this? Even denying the Lord that bought them. Jesus Christ bought the false teachers. Jesus Christ bought the false prophets. Jesus Christ died for those who are preaching and teaching damnable heresies. Why? Because Christ died for all. There's no limitation on who he died for or the extent of the sins. He died for every sin, for the worst of the worst. So even those who reject Christ as Savior, Christ died for those also. But may we not be among those who reject Christ, but may we be among the believing and trusting in Christ. Matthew tells us, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. So when it says for many, it's basically talking about people other than himself. He didn't die for himself. He died for others. And we know that that's not limited by these other verses. He died for all. So he died for a ransom for many. How many? The world. For sinners. The ungodly. The whole world. For whosoever. For all. Us all. See, it's clear. John 11 goes on to tell us, nor consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people, and that the whole people perish not. And this spake he not of himself, but being high priest that year. So this is the high priest when Jesus Christ was on this earth in his public ministry. So this is prior to the cross. the high priest prophesied this. He prophesied that Jesus should die for that nation. What nation had a high priest there that he was talking about? That's Israel. Jesus died for Israel. Jesus died for the Jews. Jesus died for all of the Jews. So if he died for the whole world, we know that he also died for Israel. But again, Jews need to trust in that Messiah, trust in Jesus Christ, the one who hung on the cross of Calvary for them 2,000 years ago in order to not perish but have everlasting life. Ephesians 5 tells us, husbands, love your wives even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. So here we see in Ephesians that Christ loved the church, those who today are saved or placed into the church. So we see these distinctions here in Scripture that Christ not only died for everyone, but he died for those in the church, and he died for Israel, the distinction between Israel and the church. Galatians 2:20, Paul really personalizes it when he says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Gave himself for me. So we can place our name there and personalize it. Jesus Christ gave himself for Jamie. And would you put your name there, dear listener, and gave himself for, and then place your name there to know that Christ loved you and gave himself for you. And then our last verse is Revelation 22:17. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. The bride is the church. So the church is giving out the call for today. Will you believe in him today? The Holy Spirit, the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth, hearing this message, come. Twice it's there. Come. And let him that is athirst, come. Three times the Lord is telling you, if you're not saved, to come unto him for salvation. If you're thirsty to have your sins forgiven, if you need to have forgiveness of sins and to have your sins washed and have the mercy of the Lord, it says, whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Jesus Christ is that water of life. He's the one who will give you life, the life-giving water, spiritual life, forgiveness of sins, and being born again, new life in Jesus Christ. Will you come to Christ to satisfy your need of salvation? For whom did Christ die? Christ died for us all. Thank you for listening.